Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I am your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I'm a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them how to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with impact on the telephone. So I was sort of an expert in communication techniques for virtual teams before anyone was even talking about virtual teams. Now, in this mini podcast, I usually offer you one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. But today's episode is very, very special because we'll have a guest interview and we will be discussing how to create a virtual water cooler. So today I will be interviewing Claire McNamara, a leading executive coach in the UK. Claire is also the managing director at Move Ahead Global, a firm that specializes in global executive coaching. Claire, welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. How are you?
I'm very good, Rasheryl. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really pleased to be here.
I am so thrilled to have you here. And you are just an absolute expert in global executive coaching. And I know you have many, many, many years of experience as a coach and a manager and a consultant. And so I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today to discuss one of your favorite topics and in your area of expertise, which is how to create a virtual water cooler. So yep. We're going to jump right into that topic, Claire.
Sure.
So the first thing I want to know is, how did you come up with this idea of a virtual water cooler? And what is a virtual water cooler?
That's a really good question, because I bet you're thinking, well, that's a load of nonsense. Water coolers can't be virtual, can they? Well, it was very interesting because, as you said, I work with global virtual teams, and I would define that really as a group of people working to a common goal who are geographically dispersed and very often culturally diverse too, variations on a theme, obviously. And I've worked with many leaders in this position, and what I was coming up against was people who had transitioned from leading a face-to-face team, doing it really, really well, and then they find themselves in this much more fluid, global, virtual environment, and having a few challenges, really, in terms of how they were doing the same thing. They were doing it very successfully face-to-face and having some problems when they were kind of working virtually.
So
I thought I'd do a little bit of research around this. Having done the research and worked with lots of clients, we came up with some really key challenges that present themselves, one of which is building relationships, and another is the getting used to not having any verbal cues. And that was building a kind of a mindset issue around, well, virtual has got to be second best. You know, we all know that to run a team successfully, you need to be able to meet people face to face. But very interestingly, there were lots of people also who said, no, you don't. We've done this. And of course, we all know some global teams never, their team members never meet. You know, if you've got teams in Japan, Singapore, Europe, and the US, sometimes they're just never together. So you have to find a way around it, really. When we dug a little bit deeper, we worked out that the missing ingredient when you transition from face-to-face to virtual is that you don't have the opportunity to have those impromptu conversations by the coffee machine or by the water cooler or as you're gathering for a meeting. They're just not there. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, that's where the idea of the water cooler came up into my head. It's a symbol for how do we replace those conversations, because those are the glue, aren't they?
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
We all know that compensation is important, in terms of motivation, but it's no way the key factor. It's all about, I love Alfie Cohn's ABC. It's all about, have we got, do I as a team member have some autonomy? That's the A. Do I feel I belong, and do I have a sense of competence? But it's that belonging, that part in the middle, which you really, really get if you're having those informal conversations about what's really important to me as a team member. So the question that we started to ask people was, how can you create a virtual water cooler to overcome some of these issues and start building the relationships?
Right. Absolutely. And so, Claire, I think that you absolutely paint a great picture of this, you know, in a virtual environment, you have some inherent challenges. You have the challenges Sure. of people not being able to see each other. They can't read the visual cues to understand, you know, what someone's communicating verbally or non-verbally. Time, distance, and culture that becomes a challenge. So all of those things create a greater challenge around building relationships. And so it Sure. sounds like this virtual water cooler is really a way to solidify relationships, to build relationships, to evolve, to grow relationships, and make those connections in a virtual environment.
That's exactly it. That's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's a way of thinking almost to actually get you to do those things and not miss them because they happen by chance in the face-to-face environment.
Absolutely. So tell me, Claire, when you, is this idea your original idea, the idea of this virtual water cooler?
It is, yes. It just came to me. I love metaphors. I really, really love metaphors and I use them all the time. And I'm very visual. And of course we're all different. Our brains are wired differently, aren't they? But that helps me. And I just saw this picture of a water cooler and I thought, virtual water cooler. How would that work?
That's a wonderful term. And so Claire, when you talk about this virtual water cooler, this place of meeting, like a watering hole, if you will, or a place where virtual teams can meet, and bond and exchange ideas. Can you tell listeners, how do you actually go about creating a virtual water cooler? What are the steps that one would go through to create that for their virtual team?
Well, the absolute key aspect to mull and bear in mind and start to work with is mindset. What the difference is what I would call being intentional. And so you can't just hope that an occasion will occur when you get to talk to someone about their family or about what's going on in their community or what's bothering them about the work they're doing. Mm-hmm. You have to create those. So that phrase, be intentional, is pretty crucial, really. So you might need to on a Monday morning when you're doing your planning, think through. I mean, it depends on the size of your team, obviously. Who am I going to contact this week? And it sounds a bit manipulative, but it isn't. It's about really recognizing that if you don't plan it, it won't happen. Right. So that's the first thing, really.
Yeah. And Claire, if I can just jump in here for a second, I sure. love this idea of being intentional, because without intention, I mean, intention drives everything. Intention drives action. So sure. I love this idea of being intentional. And I think it's also really important for the audience to understand. I know that so many folks who listen to this podcast are extremely busy. I mean, you know, your clients, exactly. My clients, I mean, their schedules are racked and stacked and they're incredibly busy. And many times, you know, we may have a thought or they may have a thought, oh, I should do this. But until there's some intention behind it and there really is that sort of clicking into I am actually going to, you know, make time to make this happen, it won't happen. So I love this idea that you have to start off with an intentional mindset. What's the next step?
Well, the next step is to really, I would say, translate that into a greater awareness amongst the team. So it's about having conversations with the team as a whole about how important this is. So, you know, otherwise you'll have an idea in your head about communicating more effectively And it won't work because nobody else will understand why you're suddenly contacting them. So it's about really making clear and being explicit about your thinking, and inviting inviting your team members into the process as well. How can we do this? How can we get to know each other better, given that we've got resources which are constrained, really? You know, we can't suddenly get on an aeroplane and come into a conference. So we've got to do it more creatively. Because you're right, people are really, really busy. And what tends to happen when you're running virtual teams is that you get more back-to-back meetings than you would do when you're in a face-to-face environment.
Right.
There's sometimes that's the company culture really pushing that onto you. But you know what? Sometimes we do that ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think, yeah, quite often we're working from home offices. And there's kind of a little bit of a tendency, well, I'm at home and I haven't had to travel to work. I really, really better kind of get a lot done in the day. And you don't give yourself time to think. So you haven't got time to even breathe, and you haven't got time to be really present. So you need everybody else involved in the process as well. So those are a bit, those first two steps about being intentional and involving everyone else are kind of like set up, aren't they?
Right, right. And Claire, let me ask you for this second tip about, which is around getting other people on board, getting other people on your team involved.
Yeah.
How do you get buy-in from your team members? How do you incentivize them to be, involved in this sort of non-transactional, a little bit maybe abstract idea of building relationship at the virtual water cooler? Like, how do you get team members involved how do you get them on board and ready to be involved with this?
I think it's a combination of things. I think you need to almost make a business case for it. Mm. You know, and what happens when teams do this? You know, we collaborate more.
Mm-hmm.
We become more innovative. We get our goals achieved. I mean, there's so much evidence now that the more glue there is at that level, if you like, that the better people are at trusting each other, because they know each other better, the easier and more fulfilling that the job is going to be, and the more of a sense of a lot of belonging that the people have.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is that you might not convert everybody all at once. So I always say start with those who can and will.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you until you create a bit of a critical mass. So you start to work with some people, or you work with those who are really going to do it, and then the word starts to spread. So and in a minute I'll give you some ideas as to practically what you can do to help that communication flow.
Okay.
But it's really about people seeing that it's worth doing, and that it's not just another management ploy, really. It's not kind of performance management by the back door, for example, because that could happen if you're not really clear about what you're doing.
Right, And Claire, I would also suspect that, getting leadership at the top to embrace this idea of a virtual water cooler or the need to build relationship in addition to the business case and, you know, taking the willing folks on board to do this. But getting that buy-in at the top and leadership at the top to adopt these practices or at least support them or encourage them,
mm-hmm.
I think that would go quite a long ways to getting folks moving in that direction.
Yeah, but I think you're right. And sometimes a lot of the work I do is with global executives who are, you know, looking at the challenges of their team and knowing that they can do better. But it's also, I quite often get into what comes out of the coaching process. Actually, I think it would be much better if I could influence upwards a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it's not my place, or that's going to be tricky. So, we do quite a lot of work around brain chemistry, thinking styles, understanding how other people, including those to whom you report, are going to best respond to how you communicate. So there's a different communication angle there.
Right.
And again, if you can work on it in your own team and show the impact, because actually you can start to measure and look at starting points, and you can make observations about how different team members are behaving differently because of what you're doing and because of how you're leading them. Mm-hmm. And then the contribution that is making to meeting objectives or, you know, time to market or whatever it is that's important to you and your team. So, yes. But I think, you know, rather than going straight to I've had an idea and I think we should do this, you know, Mr. Senior or Mrs. Senior Vice President, it's worth doing it yourself and your own team and then showing the impact.
Okay, great. Great point. And what else in terms of starting your own virtual water cooler, what else should the audience know about doing that?
Well, I think then it's about looking at systems to help you. Mm. So most global virtual teams have got platforms, you know, collaborative platforms, and most of those have built-in systems for instant messaging. Or there's Microsoft, you have something called Link, L-Y-N-C, or there's Skype, where you can do instant messages. So it's about, you know what, it's the little things that make the difference. So, you know, we've all had it, haven't we, where you've had a little message come through, you know, not kind of, are you having a nice day, but how did that party go at the weekend? Or, you know, I know you're going on a hospital visit. I hope that went okay. Just little messages which show that somebody is really thinking of you can make such a big difference. It sounds a bit corny, but it is true. So the idea is that you're not expecting a whole big conversation. It's just little messages going backwards and forwards. And if you set it up right and help people to see that they use, because on some of these systems you can put a status, are you available or not, mm-hmm. and that these are coming in and out, that gives some this kind of feeling of camaraderie, and it can really help, and it encourages people to be more free with their thoughts, I suppose. Uh-huh. And unlike, you know, what can happen with emails, people copy each other in, and then it gets all very cumbersome. This is a different kind of flow, I would say, going on.
So, Claire, are you saying like little pings, little messages, and so how, you know, for someone who's extremely busy, who, you know, is going to in person meeting after meeting after meeting, and then conference call meetings in addition to their workload, how is that received to get extra non-work related or non, what am I saying here? Non, you know,
not linked to target. Sure. Yeah.
Pings from your colleague. I mean, does that build relationship or does that create frustration or irritation to get those extra communications?
Well, the leaders I've worked with, they haven't reported that. Mm-hmm. But they've reported it as positive because there's not an expert. You know, if you get a message about, you know, hope the party went well, there's not an expectation for you to give an explanation of what happened at the party.
Right.
It's just, oh, great, somebody's thinking of me.
Mm, okay.
And it's iterative, it builds. Once you start to get to feel more comfortable, then you might do a bit more of it. And then when you get into an actual team meeting, phone conference, it just feels a little bit different.
Right, right.
It doesn't feel so cold.
Yeah, yeah. So it's those little thoughtful gestures that you're making, those little thoughtful communications. And you know what, Claire, as coaches, I'm sure you do this, I do this with my clients. If I know they have an important presentation or a child's graduation or something, I will send them, you know, an email and say, how'd the presentation go? What's going on? How was graduation? Yeah. How are your kids? Or, you know, I'll just send a little personal thing. It doesn't require a response. And, but it's just, it's my way of showing up, you know, and being there. And it does build relationship and increase, the warmth and camaraderie and trust in relationships incrementally, you know? So I absolutely see how that could be really valuable, in terms of building relationships in the virtual world and having this virtual water cooler. Was there one last step to building a virtual water cooler? You've shared with us so far that sort of the first step is being intentional and having an intentional mindset to establish this. The second step is really looking at your systems and what platforms you use to send little thoughtful messages of support to your colleagues. You also mentioned getting people on board, getting them to buy in. Is there anything else?
Sure. I would say, I'm going to cheat here. I've got two, but I can roll them into one. I think you need to be a role model in terms of getting the ball rolling. So a client I worked with wanted to really get her team kind of gelling more. So what she did was she put together a kind of a mind map with lots of pictures about the different parts of her life. And she put it out there. And at the next team meeting, she took people through it and explained it all. And she said it made such a difference to how people kind of saw her, because otherwise you just have the lens of, that's my leader, my manager. And, you know, all she's here to do is to meet these targets. So what started happening was, not straight away, because, you know, if you've got a team of, I don't know, eight people, there's a spectrum usually, isn't there, in terms of personality. But eventually, over about 6 months, even the most shy of her team members did the same thing. And it really made a difference.
That's wonderful.
I know, it was fantastic. And she was one of my clients who'd come into the process being pretty much convinced that she's now in this virtual role and it was never going to be as good as what she'd had face to face, but she's changed her mind on that. And just something that links in with that, and it, again, it's a bit like what I was speaking about earlier about kind of small things. Another client of mine had a really important project that she was working on. She really wanted to thank people and appreciate in appreciation for what they'd been doing. They worked really hard. So she had a team conference. They were called across the world, so it was different times of the day for them. But she organized for each of them to receive a cake. I don't know how she did it,
but
it was delivered at the same time. So although they weren't in the same room, they were all eating a cake at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, it's about being creative, you know, either something really visual or something tangible. That's just part of it, really. There's so much else. It'll depend on who you are, who your team members are, what the cultural considerations are, because they'll be arranged there. But just and it makes it fun. It just lifts it a little bit.
Yes.
So that would be my last tip, really, about
doing that's something different. I love the example you gave of your client who sent the cakes. It's like that's some great orchestration, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So, Claire, so if for audiences who are listening and who are really intrigued with this idea of the virtual water cooler and being able to establish this for their team, what's one big, you know, tip, action step that you can give them that they can just do right now, right when they finish listening to this, to begin to establish that virtual water cooler? If there was just one thing that they could do, what would you have them do?
Good question. I guess the one thing is to, because most people have got that instant messaging type of technology that, you know, it doesn't take very long, does it? Because we were saying earlier on, people are really, really busy, and I know some people will be thinking, well, that's all very well, but it will pay off. It's one of these pay now or pay later kind of situations. You need to start putting a little bit of time into that. So if you want to do something right when you get off the call, send a message to someone. Send an instant message, and at least you've gone one small step on the road, and then you can start thinking about, okay, how does it apply to me? Which of those tips can I take further? And I've got more on some of the blogs I write, but those were a good starting point. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. So I think that's a great idea. So for any audience members out there, you know, to think about sending an instant message or a thoughtful message to a colleague, a direct report. And just to be clear, this should be clear. I think what you had said is this should be a thoughtful, you know, supportive type message, not something like checking in to see if somebody's done something or
no, absolutely, you know,
that
not.
Kind
you
of thing.
So you would completely lose it if you, right, if you did that. This, right, is a very different kind of approach. Yeah.
Absolutely. So just a thoughtful, supportive, some show of support or a solidarity that you're sending out to a colleague or a direct report or even a senior leader in a virtual environment as a way to incrementally build relationships. So that's something that you can do right now. So Claire, yeah, this has been wonderful, you sharing this whole concept with us. And I would love for my listeners to be able to find out more about you and Move Ahead Global and your blog. So please tell them, where can they contact you or where can they reach you?
Okay. Well, my website address is www.moveaheadglobal.com. That's all one word, Move Ahead Global. Or you can contact me at claire@moveaheadglobal.com. I'm on I'm on Twitter, move.head.global. Those would be the key areas. And then if you want to connect on LinkedIn, I'm on there as well.
Absolutely. And Claire, yeah, I will make sure on the website that we'll have a link on the website. We'll make sure we have a link that goes to Move Ahead Global if you want to learn more about Claire and the work she does in global executive coaching. She's a leading expert in the UK on global executives and virtual teams. And I'm thrilled to have had you on the show. Also, Claire has an incredible blog where she has interviews with global leaders and wonderful stories and articles. So make sure you check out her website, which is moveaheadglobal.com. And you can listen to this interview again and again right here at Dow Leadership Development. And Claire, it has been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that we'll have you on again to talk about some other area of your expertise.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And for all of you listening, go out right now and start your own virtual water coolers. And if you want to know more about that, go to Claire's blog. She has a great article on how to start a virtual water cooler, how to create one, and why it's important for a global team. So I am Rasheryl McCreary, your host of Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.